I can't believe she told me he didn't want anything to do with me. I didn't know what to say. We're late for class. I can't go back to class looking like this. If you don't go to class, Coach Paul won't let you run. Eden blinked at me a few times. Is that all you think about? I told you, I'm not good at this sort of thing. That's right, you did. She threw her backpack over her shoulder and stormed out of the bathroom. See you later. Janelle was waiting in the hallway. As soon as she saw Eden, she put her arm around her shoulder and walked her to the next class, only a few doors down. They hugged again. I leaned against the wall, watching. Janelle caught me glaring at her. She rolled her eyes and walked away. I trailed her. She knew I was there and glanced over her shoulder at me every so often. When she walked faster, so did I. When she stopped and talked with one of our teammates, I stopped and waited. Her next class was on the second floor, and when she reached the stairs, I stood at the bottom and watched her take every single step. Freak, she flipped me the finger. I smiled. Push me aside, will you? I hated that I was so scared to search for my own mother. While Eden spent the week reconnecting with her father, I spent the week talking myself into looking for her again. Eden told me to keep digging until I found something, but I didn't even know my mother's maiden name, what she looked like, or where she lived. How was I supposed to search for a total stranger? All information about my mother was scrubbed from my life when Dad moved house after the divorce. It was like she had never existed. No pictures, cards, letters, not even a doodle on a scrap of paper. I had never even seen my birth certificate. Nothing about her was out in the open, if it existed at all anymore. But after listening to Eden's story, jealousy motivated me to want to try anything and everything. I had always suspected my father was lying to me. Everything he does is a lie. He's a poser. He lies to Rachel about sleeping with other women. He lies to us about money. The house had an unnerving stillness to it that normally would have had me worried, but Rachel was nowhere in sight, and neither was my dad. I took a long inhale and blew it out slowly, forcing my shoulders down from my ears, grateful for some time alone to decompress after a weird day. Sometimes I had a hard time naming feelings, and this was one of those times. My mind whirled with memories of the smell of my mother's house, her clothes, hair, the sound of her voice, and the strength of her hugs. These thoughts stirred something in me that made me itch from the inside out. After being on that awful bus with all those stinky people, I was glad to come home to an empty house. It would give me some time to process what I was feeling, thinking, planning. I kicked one shoe off, trying to make a basket in the garbage can. It bounced off the side and landed on the floor with a smack. I flung the other one, trying to score a point, but ended up hitting the wall instead, making an even louder smack. Enough with the games, Krista. My father's voice shot out of nowhere. I felt a squirt in my pants before my body clenched up completely. Dad? Who did you think it was? The leather of his favorite chair squeaked as he stood up. He walked in the kitchen calmly, deliberately, and leaned against the doorway with his hands in his pockets.